Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Check out their website at NEBCOinc.com.
Inc.
NEBCOinc. I-N-C. Yes. .com. We're now joined by Husker Online, Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. We are just a couple days away from the big Boneyard event, the recruiting event to kick things off for camps. What's the buzz you're hearing from Memorial Stadium about the amount of people that will be there, Sean?
Yeah, it's hard to say, but free T-shirts and hot dogs and other things, that's going to get simple there, right?
I think
free
so.
Hot dogs? I didn't even know this. Free hot
dogs. That's a no-doubter.
Is that for media?
With condiments?
With condiments. I can't confirm those details, but yeah, it they're putting a lot of work in this, a lot of effort. They really want to make it a big deal. Now, is it going to be 2017 Friday Night Lights? I mean, I doubt it. That was a unique thing, mainly because there were so many marketable names. When you think back to that time, Micah Parsons was there, and Bookie Radley Hiles, Darnay Holmes, Tyjon Lindsey, a lot of names, like A-list recruits of that era and others showed up that for that event. This we know is going to have some A-list teams, but it's going to be a lot of teams with sophomores and juniors, not necessarily seniors-to-be, because seniors-to-be are taking the recruiting visits right now, and they're officials. And there'll be some seniors-to-be here, but I think that will be the difference. You're going to have a lot of the top young talent in the country on some of these Adidas teams that are going to come in. And it's like AAU basketball. Adidas sponsors 7-on-7 teams. Some of those teams are going to be here in Lincoln.
Okay, then there's this Huddle Recruiting Summit. Can you explain that to people, Sean? Huddle Recruiting Summit.
Yeah, I mean, look, Nebraska indirectly is, you know, involved in this, in my opinion. There's a group of over 20 top sophomore and junior recruits, 27s and 28s, led by Trey Taylor, and they're being brought in for just a recruiting seminar or summit event at Huddle that will feature educational speakers and different speakers. And two of the speakers are Matt Rhule and Dylan Raiola. I'll be darned. They're going to speak at the Huddle offices in downtown Lincoln, but then all of these recruits will be able to check out Nebraska, spend time on the campus as well. So in some ways, it's almost like Nebraska's using Huddle as a Trojan horse to get these recruits into Lincoln for a national recruiting opportunity. And then they're going to be able to then utilize that as obviously a recruiting visit for them once they're done with this Huddle event.
All this goes on as Nebraska continues its camp season. There's another camp Sunday. Rule will have a camp on Sunday, correct?
Yes, they will do one Sunday. And if you notice, the camps are kind of built around the visit weekend. So the 7-on-7 one will be going on Friday as the recruits are getting into town, having dinner Friday night. They kind of stay away from Saturdays during June because that's when the recruits are here and the coaches have to spend all their time on Saturdays and Sundays. The Sunday event will happen from 1 to 6, so then the recruiting weekend's over. So a lot of it is built on either the front of the recruiting weekend or the back of the recruiting weekend, because when the recruits are here for the next 3 weekends, you've got to give those guys all your time because they're going to have over 30 official visitors here for the next 3 weekends. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why recruiting is a little slow right now, because they haven't had any official visitors. This will be kind of the first weekend where we see Nebraska really bring in true official visitors, and that's when things will start to really move with recruiting.
And you're thinking 10 or so official visitors this weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be in that number of 10 to 12 about every weekend. I mean, that's the number you want to bring in, and we've got 30 names, and those lists change. That's the thing.
Right.
Even with the 7-on-7 event, some of the names that have come in have changed as far as the teams and whatnot. So you got to kind of be fluid with that. But that's the number of guys they'll have come in here probably throughout the next 3 weekends.
Sean, who are the, as far as the official visitors go, who are the names that people should lock in on as?
I don't have the full list in front of me, Sip, so I don't want to misfire names.
That's okay.
Because it's a dense list of names of all positions. But pretty much what you need to know, the names coming in are their key recruiting board targets. You know, they've got their quarterback already committed here for the class. So it's not really, you know, it's key targets at all position groups. And I don't want to misread because there's a lot of names that haven't been here that I've never talked to before. So I don't want to mislead you on that answer.
You have talked to Trey Taylor, though, the 2027 Nebraska quarterback commit. What's his week like, Sean?
Well, Trey Taylor is, you know, here all week. Sorry, I'm getting in my car, guys. I apologize for this.
You're fine.
Is that car from Koppel Chevrolet?
I wasn't in my normal routine here.
Is that from Koppel Chevrolet, Sean?
It's my Koppel. Yeah, this is part of the Koppel ad here. I'm getting in my lovely Koppel vehicle here.
Lovely.
Yes, that's nice. I thought the Koppel treats us very well. Thank you, Sean.
But Trey Taylor's here all week. You know, he's just going to spend time going to camps, working out of the facility, checking things out, being around the team. He plans the camp again on Sunday, so that's not the norm. I'll tell you that, to have like your top recruit and top quarterback go into camp and, you know, be a part of that stuff. And he's going to be a part of as many of these things as he can, because he really, I think, has taken ownership of being kind of the quarterback of the recruiting class and the leader of the recruiting class.
So my Husker line, Sean Callahan. Sean, last year you and Sip made the trip down to Texas for a satellite camp. And I'm curious, will those happen again, or are satellite camps a thing of the past?
Well, they happen now, but it's different is probably the best way to say it. And you have such a limited time in June. And I think when Matt Rhule first got here, recruiting was different with scholarship numbers and limits and compared to what it is now going to be. And they wanted to emphasize Texas. And so he made it an emphasis to go to those satellite camps in Texas those previous 2 Junes. But no, they're not going to those now. They are going to have maybe some coaches out as individuals, like at the Sound Mind Body Camp in Detroit or in Michigan. They have, I think somebody was up there. They might have a coach at the Mega Camp or two in St. Louis. But so much of what they're focusing on right now is the activity on campus. because that's what's going on right now in recruiting. So yeah, a little bummed that I'm going to go to Bucky's. Like, if we were in last year's mode right now, Sipple would just be getting done with his first breakfast brisket taco at Bucky's.
Burrito. Yeah, those burritos are very simple but good. I think, what kind of meat were we talking about?
Brisket. They chop and make their own brisket right in the gas station.
Yeah. I miss them.
I've had
miss
10 of them. They're incredible.
At once?
Not at once. That'd be an overload of calories and be very uncomfortable.
You could do it, though.
It's one every couple hours. I stayed at a hotel that was right by the – I could walk to Bucky's. So you
ate them all day.
Ate them all
Can
day.
Can you guys imagine if they put a Bucky's between Omaha and Lincoln, like an Ashland?
Oh, it'd be incredible. Should. It would be incredible.
Yeah, why not?
It's like a no-brainer, to be quite honest. But I'm sure.
Put a couple hotels, and that's where you go for a vacation.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Just stay there.
Just go to Bucky's
Put up a cobblestone.
I took Sipple in there. He was looking around. If he started, like, trying on shirts.
You're not pushing back on this.
There's no pushback on this, Sean, like that. Like I said, that Bucky's is remarkable.
If they put one between Lincoln and Omaha,
why would they
change
not?
Our state?
It would change our
be
state.
Be up there every day.
It would change our state.
You drive there every day.
NIL money. Carson
Kansas
shot.
Kansas City's getting one, guys. You know that. And Colorado has them now, too. So the tanks are slowly moving to our borders.
They're moving to our
with
borders.
With Bucky stickers on them. What with the Bucky sticker?
I'm telling you, we need to get a we need to move on this very quickly.
Well, yeah. Is it what stops it from happening, Sean? Sean's pretty good about
Sean's
commerce.
Stuff. Can we get involved in this? I wonder if we could get the stool and on three to get invest in this.
Sean, what would the governor's concerns be?
I don't know. But I'm thinking exit 420.
Governor Pillen, chime in.
Exit 420.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just put it right in there.
What's 420? Which one is that, Sean?
Greenwood.
Yeah. That's day one stuff, Steve.
Okay, now hold on. There's already a place there.
It was a nice one there. Yeah. It's a pretty nice.
Can you imagine that one? All of a sudden, you own that.
It's like, really?
What's going on? Hey, what's going on over
what
there?
What are we doing here?
It's like they're moving some dirt. And they're putting the Bucky's in.
Screwed.
All right,
that's great.
All right, that's great.
We're moving out then.
We need to sell quickly.
We're moving out.
Sean, 420 exit.
Oh, 420. Go 420.
If you don't know what the 420 exit is or the 426 exit, I can't help you out.
Sean, now hold on.
I don't know any of the exits.
Hold on.
I have no idea.
Now,
I have no idea the numbers now.
Sometimes you ask questions to inform the listeners, okay? I mean, that's
true. Babe in the Woods Act.
Yeah.
Turn it on.
Babe in the Woods.
I do it for the Pete in Chattanooga and Hondo.
Listening from Texas.
Yeah.
You know?
Genghis Corn.
Yeah. Genghis.
Yes. Wet Blanket.
Wet Blanket's a Nebraska
thing. He's a Nebraska person. Sean, anyway. Regarding last weekend, Nebraska baseball, they did win a game. They didn't go 0-2, but they got beat 17-1. By Oklahoma to end their season. Now, they did win the Big Ten tournament previously, but to put a bow in the season, how would you wrap it up? How would you describe the 2024-25 Husker baseball season?
Well, the season was just so full of ups and downs. I mean, just with the McConaughey injury and some of the other pitching injuries, and you saw what this team was early. I mean, they beat Vanderbilt head-to-head with Friday starters.
Right.
And Vanderbilt was the one seed going in the tournament.
Right.
But they never really had that team again the rest of the season. And it was a struggle to find the team that we saw them become to win the Big Ten tournament. And they found it, but I think it was still a flawed team. It was never really a team that was going to be built to make a big run and you know, do big things in the tournament. I just don't know if they had all the things you need to get to that level. But, you know, give them credit. They got to the tournament. But you clearly kind of saw some of those deficiencies that they had battled throughout the year show up again, unfortunately, in that last game. Because that was not the type of team I think Will Bolt knew they were. And unfortunately, they played probably their worst game of the year in their last game.
Yeah, that's a tough – you know, it's a tough one to tie a bow around. They were 6-2 against ranked teams. It was an odd season, wasn't it? It was just odd.
Yeah, even just like the struggle on Fridays because of the Friday situation, but they had a manager lineup. But even just in the midweeks again, like,
yeah,
they schedule tougher in the midweek, and I get it because they have to schedule that way for RPI.
Okay,
you know, the SEC teams, they don't have to schedule tough in the midweek or in the preseason because the conference is so strong.
Right,
where Will Bolt has to flip his scheduling script where it's preseason, you schedule as hard as you can. And then now you're basically scheduling mostly power conference midweek games because you need that to save your RPI. Where if Nebraska just wins, let's just say, 5 more regular season games, their RPI would have been probably where it needed to be
right.
in record.
God.
So they're not, again, and people call me the not far off guy, but they weren't that far off. I mean, I think the McConaughey injury really changed the trajectory of the season, not having him as your Friday guy is what would have been an all Big Ten pitcher.
Yeah, if you lose your Friday guy, it's a hit, and it was a hit. Strange season, Sean. They won the Big Ten. They won the Big Ten tournament, almost didn't make.
They're close to not making the Big Ten tournament, but they made it. Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Good job, Sean.
Husker Line, Sean Kelly.
Hey, that Buc-ee's thing is wild. It's wild.
It's wild. It's a scene. There's usually 400 cars parked there. I mean, it's a scene. The one I was in is in the Fort Worth area, and
you've been there several times.
Several times.
Yeah. And I have not been to one.
It is a scene.
And I've not been to one.
The bathrooms are ridiculous. They have a whole team of people that work the entire time. The bathroom is so clean.
It's Jake. Yeah. It's as big as Walmart.
Yeah, it is. I think they have like 180 something gas pumps.
Yeah,
180.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just remarkable.
You know, when you pull in, you see one that has 12. You're like, wow, got a lot of options here.
Yeah, this is not shoemakers we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
shoemakers.
I love shoemakers. I love it. You know that, but it's not. This is not. They're not.
So, how many shirts did you try on there?
I mean,
Sean called you out saying you tried on shirts. You tried on hats.
I don't see what's wrong with that.
It's fine.
Thanks.
Yeah. You have a sticker on your computer, so you know, you do have some attire there.
I mean. The one thing I noticed one time, they posted jobs outside.
They pay well.
They pay really well. You manage a Buc-ee's, you're making 180 grand. I mean, I thought about it.
I don't know why you would. That's pretty good. You got a paper app right there? I'll pull it out in the back of Sean's car here while we're driving.
See you, Sean.
Leave. I would love to roll in and see all of a sudden making sure that the brisket was just right. I'd love to see that.
I'll wear a Buc-ee's shirt.
Yeah.
Jake, you need to get one.
I need to go to Buc-ee's.
I'd love to be an assistant manager underneath you. That'd be great.
I just think, I wonder what the...
That'd be a mess.
There's a reason, I don't know, I'm not
Jake's
smart
Jake's
going
to be a mess. He has no faith that you and me can run a Buc-ee's.
Well, you guys have concerns about your ability to make, you know, build the deck and all the different things. Which
we don't have to build a deck.
Yeah, we're not doing... hey, Jake, we need a manager and a Buc-ee's.
You're concerned about your skills.
We're not walking around
with
tool belts on. We don't have tool belts on and a bunch of 2x4s hauling in and out of the building.
I believe in your chances, but you guys doubt yourself. You said we couldn't work at currency. We couldn't work other places. You doubt your resume.
We could run Buc-ee's.
Then
I'd want to be more like a greeter. I want to be like the PR guy.
You could do more than that.
I'd have to be that person.
Oh, big question here before we get to break. Casey and Seward says this, Bill.
Yes.
This goes back to, I think, yesterday. It says, hey, Bill, let's say you pull into a Buc-ee's and gas pump
number 5 is open, and all the other 179 pumps are full. You
my wife will. My wife will confirm. I'll just get in line and wait for someone to move.
You will go to 5?
I will not go to 5. No chance. My wife will tell you that too. She's like, oh no, I know.
Number 5. That's it.
I know. I get it. Well, not. Hey, so we don't... whipped into one at Casey's by mistake yesterday. Whipped into one. I went, whoa! Whipped right back out and went over to and wait and went right back over to 1. Yeah.
We don't want to get into why 5 is a problem.
Not really sure. Not sure, but 5 is a problem.
Okay.
It comes back. It comes
I don't
back
want
to
delve into
it. It comes
bad.
Back to hunting. Oh. And that my dad always taught me never use 5 shot in our shotgun shells. It's always everything's always 6, 8, 4. Everything's even numbers.
Even numbers.
Now 7.5 was okay. 7.5 shot. Trap loads are fine, but do not touch a 5.
By the way, Genghis says the stool definitely could not run a Bucky's. It doesn't believe him. Doesn't believe in us
Genghis.
At all.
I'd kind of like to get
and
involved
Genghis
in
is
this.
A fan here, you know?
There's a reason.
Is he a fan?
Genghis is always very very complimentary of the stool, and
well,
now he says
a
shot
at
run
us.
A Bucky's.
Yeah. How come there's a reason why there won't be one between here and Omaha? I don't know what it is.
Jake thought we had to build them. Had to build something.
We don't have to build.
We're not getting a bunch of 4x4s delivered.
We're not building the. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not doing that.
I feel bad. They just redid the gas station at the 420. It's really nice. I told you. It is super nice in there.
There's one on one side of the interstate.
But I agree. I mean, when you're talking about an interstate, I mean, 80's coast to coast. If you hop on, you can drive to New York City. I mean, it's pretty powerful traffic. And so, and that spot between Lincoln and Omaha, you get the traffic just back and forth between Lincoln and Omaha. Let alone the national traffic. So it's a home run. Thanks, Sean. Nailed it.
I know. I just
bring the Buckies to Nebraska.
Yeah. I don't know what would stop it.
He said Kansas City and Colorado are getting one. So
wonder how close to Kansas City. What are we talking about? I wonder. Are you talking this side of Kansas City? Like between St. Joe and Kansas City?
I don't know, Steve.
We'll have to look at the location. We'll have to look at the location of that one. When we come back,
I ask you Google that. You can probably find that online.
Yeah.
Let's know where the new Buckies is coming in at.
How much a dome stadium costs, too. Yeah. You can find that online.
That's 1996. That's incredible.
Seems smart.
You came in here going, you came in this like this. Guys, I looked it up. This isn't that bad.
We can do this.
We can do this. It's not that expensive. Well, that was also 28 years ago.
Wow.
We'll be back.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.